You're listening to SBS News.
China's trade relationship with African countries eclipsed those of Europe and the United States long ago, with trade between them rising to US $170 billion last year, four times that of the United States. From 2000 to 2016, China loaned around US $125 billion across the continent, and it is the most significant contributor to high debt risks in three African countries. President Xi Jinping has told a room of African leaders that loans from China do not come with any conditions. We do not interfere in the internal affairs of African countries, impose our will on the African countries, attach any political condition on the economic aid for Africa, nor do we seek selfish political gains in investment and financing cooperation with Africa. The centrepiece of the 2018 talks is expected to be China's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative, an ambitious trade plan to connect China by land and sea to the world. Africa is a major player, with nine of the continent's nations having signed up and another 20 reportedly in discussions with the Chinese government. Burundi's Foreign Minister Ezechiel Nibigira says there is a mutual respect between China and all African countries.
China is implementing the politics of mutual friendship between China and African countries, and this friendship is based on a win-win relationship.
It's a sentiment echoed by South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. He says it's important to have China as a partner, adding China is playing a very constructive role on the African continent. He believes multilateralism is the way forward for the continent.
We've got to take the world out of the jungle and have partnership to underpin the relationships that we have. And have a multilateral system which brings together all nations. Now, what it means is that us who believe in multilateralism, us who believe in win-win outcomes, must stick together, we must raise our voices, and we must insist that the best way the world can go is a win-win approach, a partnership approach.
China has denied engaging in what some have termed debt trap diplomacy, but China is likely to use the gathering of African leaders to offer a new round of financing following a pledge of US $60 billion at the last summit 3 years ago in South Africa. Ethiopia and Zambia, heavy borrowers from China, have expressed desire to restructure their debts, while bankers believe Angola and Congo Republic have already done so, though details are sparse. But even countries heavily indebted to China say Beijing offers far better terms than Western banks, and that European nations and the United States fail to match its generosity. Richard McGregor is the Senior Fellow East Asia at the Lowy Institute. He says China is trying to recalibrate its investments to avoid potential problems.
Well, I don't think we've seen in Africa the kind of extreme examples we've seen in Venezuela and Sri Lanka, for example, where those countries or projects in those countries have run up so much debt that China has really taken assets off them. But there has been a backlash in some African countries, as you would expect, in Angola, in Kenya, for example, where Chinese investment has become a highly political issue, and leaders, political leaders in those countries have complained. So I think this is going to be possibly a big problem for China going forward. From the Chinese perspective, of course, they know this and they want to recalibrate their investments so they don't get into political problems.
Residents of some African countries have complained about the practice of using Chinese labour for building projects instead of locals, and what are perceived to be special deals for Chinese companies. The concerns are likely to grow as countries in other parts of the world, especially Southeast Asia, begin to question whether Chinese aid comes at too high a price. Every African country is represented at the Business Forum, apart from Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, self-ruled Taiwan's only ally on the continent, which has so far rejected China's request to abandon Taiwan and recognise China. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.